WRCT, Pittsburgh.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, look at your watch. What time is it? It is time not for the mock. It is time for me, the mockster, to do a WRCT radio and a WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Let's start things off with the WRCT radio calendar. Let's see what I can find for you. Hey, don't forget, Carpool, the Carrie Carpool Cinema is happening at the Carrie Blast Furnaces in Rankin. Various Fridays and Saturdays all summer long. Rivers of Steel invites you to experience a drive-in like no other with the Blast Furnace as your backdrop. Carrie Carpool Cinema presents a lineup of can't-miss double features all summer. Find out more information at riversofsteel.com/experience. Also, don't forget, you can get a taste of Grace. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She was unapologetically androgynous. She was theatrical, and she was very inventive. Now, Warhol and Jones, they met back in the 70s, as everybody met back in the 70s, and they maintained a lifelong friendship. Now, this exhibit highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. This is all happening. Where'd you think? At the Warhol. That's why right here in Pittsburgh, we've got the Warhol, and that's where it's happening all through November. More information is available at warhol.org. And don't forget, if you're hungry and you like some of those fruits and vegetables and the things that the farmers have, guess what? Lawrenceville has a farmer's market each and every Tuesday. It's from 3 to 7. It's at Arsenal Park. It's rain or shine, so bring your rain gear, your boots if it's raining, because they will still be there. More information can be found at market, or if you want more information, I'll just say not at, just you have to email this person at market@lunited.org or call 412-802-7220. Again, that's every Tuesday, 30-plus vendors, fruits, veggies, probably meats, whatever else they have, maybe flowers and candies and donuts. I don't know. I just tell you that just go down there and find out. That's what I'm going to tell you. Oh, one more thing. How about Martinis with Monet? It's an art expo going on up at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center in Cranberry. It's going on now through August 19th. And now for over 10 years, Martinis with Monet is an exhibit that's been the premier art event in Butler County. Now, the Cranberry Artist Network presents the finest art and artists from the region, and that is happening at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center on Rochester Road in Cranberry. For more information, you can go to cranberryartistnetwork.com/2021Monet. That is my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town in the coming days and weeks and months, and we'll see what's happening. For example, next Saturday the 17th, I believe Popular Creeps are going to be at Woolly Bullies out in New Brighton. I do know that I heard that's happening, so I'm going to say, okay, that is happening. Same day, the Tough Cliffs with a Silver Car Crash, Sleeping Witch, and Saturn is performing at the Thunderbird, so it's good to know the Thunderbird is up and doing stuff. The Lone Bellow performing at Heartwood Acres for a free show on Sunday the 18th. Blacktop Mojo is playing at the Craft House on Monday the 19th. Lita Ford is in town that same day, but opposite side of town. She's up in the North Hills at Jurgles. Also, speaking of Jurgles, on Thursday the 22nd, Blackstone Cherry is playing at Jurgles while Electric Six is down at the Craft House. So once again, you got to decide, am I going north? Am I going south? I don't know. Molly Hatchet, I mentioned it earlier on my show. I did say Molly Hatchet's coming to town, and that Drive-By Truckers show said, I have seen Molly Hatchet. If you haven't seen or you want to see them again, they're at the Banoski Winery in Rostraver on Saturday the 24th. Also on the 25th, I think it is. Yeah, the next day at the same place, Dar Williams is playing. So if you just, you know, set up a tent and stay the night, maybe you can catch both shows. I'm pretty sure security might kick you off private property. But I'm just rambling now, right? Hey, speaking of free shows, which I wasn't, but I will, down at in South Park at the Amphitheater on Friday the 30th of this month, Berlin is performing with Terry Nunn. So it is Berlin with Terry Nunn, which helps out because Berlin without Terry Nunn, it just really isn't Berlin, even though she wasn't an original member of the band. But let's just not go there. Speaking of bands, how about the Average White Band playing a free show on the 1st of August at Heartwood Acres? That's up in the North Hills. What else do I have? Anything? The Jayhawks. I got to remind you of that. That's on the 8th of August. The Jayhawks, that is a free show at the Heartwood Acres Amphitheater, again, in the North Hills. That's my shows for now. That gets us a few weeks into things. I mean, we got shows coming up like the Pie Tasters, the Red Elvises, Spyro Gyra, all coming to town. Eventually, I believe Flock of Seagulls are coming, Modern English. So there are shows. And then in the fall, I'm telling you, Drive-By Truckers, Lemonheads, Bob Mould, there's just tons of stuff. Squeeze, what else have people been emailing me about? Yeah, these shows are all coming up jam-packed. We're ready to go out and see shows again. If you are in a show, you want to tell people about those shows, send us details of said show to our email address, which is music-calendar@wrct.org. That has been my WRCT music calendar. You can hear this calendar in the radio calendar each and every day at 7 p.m., 1 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, I do a special Tuesday edition. I was going to say Friday, but a special Tuesday edition of it at 5 p.m. Wow. So that gets us to where we are now. We're already almost 7 minutes into the hour, which means I, the Moxer, have been just literally talking to you for 7 minutes. So let's get back into more music, and let's do it this way, because you know what? Who's celebrating a birthday today? Jack White. So how about a set of music that is all inspired by, played by, connected to? It's almost like you might call it a mini mock, but it's a Jack White. Happy birthday, Jack. Happy number 46 today.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Poking through the shutters with my nose between the blinds. Checking out your backyard, checking your big behind. First you put up that stupid fence, still I shut my mouth. Then you painted your garage red just like they do down south. I guess we'll always be neighbors, cause neither one of us will move. We'll always be neighbors, cause we both got something to prove. When you come over for sugar, I ain't got nothing for you. You invite me for coffee and serve me a warm brew. When you come on the lawnmower, turn it with no gas. So when you want my hitch flippers, I shove them up your ass. Yes, we'll always be neighbors, cause neither one of us will move. While you sleep in the day, I try to sleep at night. I know you keep me wide awake. You turn up your Victrola light as loud as it can go. I ask you, sir, would you turn it down? And you say no. And then you turn it up, and then you turn it up a little bit louder now. 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 I play classy hillbilly music. You play white boy funk. I play so-called race music that you call ghetto junk. Required to buy the city, you never do your lawn, you never meet the standards right, you never sing my song. When the city administration comes and knocking at your door, you lie and count on vacation and there's nothing more. Clean it up so nicely until he goes away. He's gone for a little while and everything goes astray.
Sugar Hill don't want me. The ghetto turned me down. I guess it ain't no room for a black white boy in town. One hand right, the other black. I got a problem. I get an amen to that.
Amen.
Who am I? Oh, yes. One of these colors has got to go.
Army couldn't hold me back. They gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes. Say, leave it about it, from the Queen of England to the hounds of hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you wanna hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones said, find a home.
believe it or not, that's actually the Oak Ridge Boys. Yeah, Elvira Oak Ridge Boys doing their version of the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Kind of, I'll call it a mini mock. Maybe it'll be the only mock you hear right now. I don't know. Of Jack White. Jack White's birthday is today. He is 46 years old, so I played a bunch of music that is connected to Jack White. Before the Oak Ridge Boy, a band called Four Star, or is it Two Star? I think it might be Two Star. I might mess that up. But Tabernacle, I can't read my handwriting right now. It was a band out of Detroit that Jack White was in, along with Dan Miller of Goober and the Peas. And Andre, I think Williams was the vocal on that. So the song is called Lily White Mama and Jet Black Daddy with Jack White. And that band actually evolved into the White Stripes for the most part. But before that band, how about Goober and the Peas? Yeah, I mentioned Dan Miller. He was Dan Goober before that, or actually started as Dan Miller and then changed to Dan Goober. But Goober and the Peas from their second album, and that was Neighbors. Jack White actually played drums on that album and was a member of the band. He was still Jack Gillis back then, but he was that guy. And speaking of that guy, Jack and his ex-wife Meg with the White Stripes start off that entire set with Jolene here on the Viva La Mock radio program. You know what? When I'm playing things that got a twang or a beat like that, I got to remind you that each and every Wednesday, you can have whiskey before breakfast. You can have it every day, but on Wednesdays, if you have whiskey before breakfast, that means you're tuning in to our Folk and Bluegrass show with Mando Richard. It starts at 11 a.m. You're going to hear a wide range of folk music, traditional contemporary fiddle tunes, songs galore. It's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. here on Wednesdays on WRCT. And Thursday morning, you get an encore presentation of the same program. So if you missed it Wednesday, you can tune in on Thursday. You know, as I'm looking at my calendar, I'm looking at, like, historic dates. It was actually tomorrow marks the 56th anniversary of the release of the original version of this song.
your face. Big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
Oh, yeah, say yeah. Just give me the chance.
Sing it.
Oh, yeah, say yeah. Just give me the chance.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, bleeding with your eyes. Gonna make you some peace someday.
The Jam wrapping up that set of music with their version of In the Midnight Hour, a song that was released, we're going back now 56 years ago. Yeah, literally, Wilson Pickett, 56 years ago. Tomorrow, wanted to play at least a version of it, and I went with the Jam's version. Before that, how about the Golden Palominos? Speaking of versions, Golden Palominos doing their version of Moby Grape's Omaha. And I don't know if I've told you this, and I probably have, but Golden Palominos, which was a project, Anton Fear, who was an original member of the Feelies, he was in that project. On that, Bill Laswell's playing bass, Henry Kaiser guitar, Chris Stamey of the DBs is actually playing guitar, and if you could recognize it, it was indeed Michael Stipe singing vocals from REM on that track. Before that, Tater Tots. Tater Tots, a project of the McDonald Brothers of Red Cross fame, doing their version of Give Peace a Chance. I believe there's some Queen in there. I don't know, but yeah, there was. And what else did I play? The Dictators from 1975. The Dictators gave us their version of, oh my God, that was all covers. How does the Moxster do that? Their version of Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe, a song that was originally released, again, the same day as the In the Midnight Hour, released 56 years ago tomorrow. So there you have it. We've only got less than a half hour left of this program. I'm going to tell you, there's no mock tonight. Yeah, it's a summertime Viva La Mock, and the Mockster's lazy. So the show's going to try to wrap up here probably in the next 20, 25 minutes. But, you know, we're just doing what we can, and I always appreciate you guys hanging on and just hanging out with me, the Mockster. Going back to what I was talking about earlier, which my brain just triggered this. You guys are like, what? What are you talking about? Last week I did World UFO Day for a mock, speaking of mocks, and had someone email me saying, you missed a song. You missed a song. Does it count? It's not a UFO song. It's a flying saucer song. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? It counts this week. Talking about the Rosillos doing Flying Saucer Attack. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Oh, 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 until it's over. check, the only good one that he ever had died. I gotta live and let live, I gotta learn to forgive. You know that everybody's got a right. But there's evil all around in this broken damn city. It's a 24-hour fight, yeah, yeah.
Still in Hollywood.
Oh, wow, I'm so happy I'm here right now.
Still in Hollywood.
My, I'm running on a reel and I don't know why.
Still in Hollywood.
Everyone.
the band Cub doing their version of the Go-Go's Vacation here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, the Mockster, I should probably tell you this. We're going to end the show early tonight, so the show's going to end up here in the next after this next set of music. Yeah, that happens in the summertime. Also, for the next few weeks, the Mockster is going to do some best of Viva La Mox, where I'm going to take some old shows and hopefully try to remix them and just play stuff I used to play, which is the stuff I always play because I play the same stuff over and over. So maybe you won't know it's an old show, but I'm going to just remind you I'm going to do that for the next couple weeks. Why? Because maybe I am going to be on vacation. Hey, before the Cub, Concrete Blonde in there with Still in Hollywood. Also played The Runaways, Sandy West. She passed a few years back, but Sandy West would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. She had been 62, so that tells you that she died young, and she did. She succumbed to lung cancer at the age of 47. Also started the entire set with the Rosillos by suggestion from Joe. He wanted to hear some Flying Saucer Attack when I was doing my World UFO Day program last week. So hey, I'm the Mockster. I appreciate you listening. I'm going to do my best to get these last three songs. How about three more songs? And then that might wrap up the show for this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Courtney Love, she's turning 57 today. So let's play something for Ms. Love back in her poppier days with Hole. From Celebrity Skin, it's Malibu here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Down and die. Yeah.
Rolling Stones wrapping up a Viva La Mock for this edition of it. An abridged version of the Viva La Mock radio program. Magnapop before that doing Big Stars 13 and start off that entire set with Malibu from Birthday Girl Courtney Love. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you again next week.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
W-R-C-T
Pittsburgh. 88.3.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. Drift on the sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Will you look at your watch, your clock, your cell phone, your neighbor's pocket watch? Look what time it is. If it is a Friday night, guess what? It's midnight, and it's time for the Midnight Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. If it's Tuesday afternoon, it's 5 o'clock, and it's time for the 5 o'clock mock. Yeah, the 5 o'clock mock. That's got a rhyme to it. Wait, I think they all have a rhyme to it if I start them on the top of the hour, but I won't go into that. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records are located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. If you heard me earlier, I mentioned that Walter Chrysler was born on this day in 1875. He passed away in 1940 at the age of 65. But if he's with us today, he'd be like 146 years old. So, you know, but he started a little car company back in the early 1900s. He actually started off his career in the railroad industry. But for lack of a better anything, I'm going to do a lack of a better sense of judgment. Let's go with that one. I'm going to do a Walter Chrysler, a Chrysler mock. And I've picked a whole bunch of songs talk about Chrysler cars. Now, I'm going to let you know, I had probably an hour's worth of music because there's the Chrysler building, there's the man himself and all that. But I weaned it down to about a half hour worth of music, seven songs, talking about the Chrysler car, or in a couple instances, the Chrysler religious figure from 1988. It's the band Jesus Chrysler with their song, Jesus Chrysler. It's Viva Lamont.
I am market production. I am built for destruction. I am the king of kings, built